Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Tuesday, February 22nd. First, our winter road report brought to you by Advanced Marine and Power Sports. They're your local Yamaha dealer in Grey Bruce, offering full service and a professional atmosphere. Highways and county roads in Grey Bruce are mainly bare and wet. They are listed as icy on Highway 6 from Owensdown to Tobermory and on the Bruce Peninsula. Visibility is listed as good to fair. You may encounter some fog. Expect a hard freeze of all this rain overnight. Canada is sending up to 460 more Canadian Armed Forces personnel to Europe, particularly to Latvia and the surrounding area, as Russia becomes more aggressive with regard to Ukraine and other NATO countries begin to sanction Russia. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
We will ban Canadians from all financial dealings with the so-called independent states of Luhansk and Donetsk. We sanction members of the Russian Parliament who voted for the illegal decision to recognize these so-called republics. We will ban Canadians from engaging in purchases of Russian sovereign debt. And we will apply additional sanctions on two state-backed Russian banks and prevent any financial dealings with them.
Defense Minister Anita Anand says we are sending a frigate and an aircraft to bolster NATO forces in the region, and we've sent a second shipment of lethal aid to Ukraine. Meanwhile, Germany took its first steps to potentially halt the process of certifying the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline from Russia. The United States announced sanctions against Moscow. The European Union set sanctions against the 351 Duma legislators who voted in favor of recognizing separatist regions in Ukraine. And British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced sanctions against five Russian banks. Bruce Gray Owen Sound MP Alex Ruff says his Conservative Party will continue to fight the federal government's current use of the Emergencies Act. Last night, the NDP voted with the Liberal minority government 185 to 151, defeating the Conservatives' bloc and one Green MP to allow the use of the Emergencies Act to quell anti-mandate unrest. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said yesterday it's enabled them to use tow trucks to remove blockades, keep protesters away from critical infrastructure, and enables the government to turn away those indicating a desire to blockade. Ruff is one of over 20 MPs who have signed a letter calling on the government to revoke the act. He notes the blockades and protests have been dispersed by police and says the government's reasoning that something else could happen isn't enough to justify using the nation's most powerful law.
If you want to do that, we'll never lift it, right? There's always going to be the risk of a protest on any segment of the political spectrum.
The act is currently being discussed by senators. If the Senate disagrees with the House of Commons decision, the act could be revoked there. Meanwhile, the Conservatives plan to submit their motion to revoke the act Monday, which would trigger an extra 10 hours of debate and yet another vote on the use of the Emergencies Act. A public input meeting is set for tonight in Port Elgin. Residents have the opportunity to comment before council on a proposed apartment development near Nodwell Park. Mayor Luke Charbonneau.
We're going to hear from the public tonight. They're going to tell us all they have to say on it, I'm sure. And then, at some point in the future, council will take into account the public input, the environmental impact study, all the work that's been done by the planners, all the archaeological studies.
The proposed development includes a subdivision with 12 detached dwelling lots, two apartment blocks with 150 units in four buildings, and one block for stormwater management, trails, and conservation purposes. The meeting can be viewed tonight on Saugeen Shore's YouTube channel. OPP say a 30-year-old Chatsworth man has been charged for an alleged break-in at a Meaford property. Grey Bruce OPP say they responded to a call at Trowbridge Street at around 7:45 Sunday morning. Officers arrived on scene to find an individual had forced their way into a home. Police located a suspect inside and arrested him. A Flesherton couple has won $100,000 in the lottery. OLG, the Ontario Lottery and Gaming Corporation, says Keith and Maureen Bullock matched the last six of seven Encore numbers in exact order in the October 22, 2021 Lotto Max draw. They plan to pay off their mortgage with their winnings. Their ticket was purchased at Esso on Sydenham Street in Flesherton. In sports in the National Hockey League, the Toronto Maple Leafs are on the road tonight to face the Columbus Blue Jackets. Game time is 7 o'clock. The Leafs are coming off a 5-2 loss to Montreal and have dropped two in a row. 5 more games in the NHL tonight as well. You can find the entire schedule posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. In the Ontario Hockey League, it's an off day for the Owen Sound Attack ahead of a home game against the London Knights tomorrow at the Bayshore. Yesterday, the Attack suffered their 7th straight loss, 7-1, at the hands of the Guelph Storm. And the latest round of talks between Major League Baseball and the Major League Baseball Players Association held yesterday reportedly produced little progress in ending the ongoing lockout. Reports say owners and players are still far apart on major financial issues. Opening day is scheduled for March 31st, but the clock is ticking for an agreement before regular season games begin to get wiped off the calendar.